here on Daf Nunamed Beis, we have two Taisvus to learn on the Sugya. Chayshishin L'Sivlainis. We had the whole Sugya if Chayshishin L'Sivlainis. Perish Pekontres. So Rashi says the Sugya is as follows. Sheshidei Chayishe. A person made shiduchim with an isha, v'nishatzes. So now they're chosen v'kale before erisin. V'kodam koidem akidushin, v'sholach sivloines be'edim. Before the kedushin, he sent two shluchim to, with sivloines, with presents, with flowers, which these two shluchim theoretically could function as eidim. The shluchim were sent with presents, with sivloines. Nothing was said. Mishas, they gave this over to the isha. Is chayshish in shemo l'shem kedushin shilach. So we are afraid that maybe these presents were sent. We'll see why we're afraid in a minute. We're afraid maybe these presents were sent l'shem kedushin. He wants to marry her. And the Gemara says that we're speaking about ba'asre, the mekachi v'hodor mesabli. This is a mokim that all people, later the Gemara says, rave people, they don't send presents after the Shiduchim. The Mekachi, Bohodo Mesabli, after Kedushin, they're married already, the Chosin, the Kala, then they start sending presents. And this person only made Shiduchim, and he's sending presents. So Kan Shayla Ben, what kind of Meshugan is he? Who sends presents after the Shiduchim? So Pshat is, Mustami wants to be Mekadish with these Sivloines. That's Choshishin L'Kedushin. I'm Chayish, these Sivloines are not a present after Shiduchim. No, these Sivloines are Mamish Amaisa Kedushin. Mashma Mitoich Perushi, the Chayshin Hashemah Machmas Kedushim Haim, that the Sivloines were sent with an intent to make Kedushin. And that's why Rashi says it was Shidech. The im loikein lehavi kedushin. If it wasn't even Shidech, the meno yod kedam bepeir kam gabi nosan lo kedushin v'loi pirish. That zicha can't make a maisa kedushin if there was no shiduchim. And now someone sends a flowers erev shavuos, kein echolim nisht from kedushin. So it means there was shiduchim already, and there's a tzad choshishin l'kedushim that both of them understand flowers are tachnishkain pshat after shiduchim. So the intent is that this is for kedushim, and since two eidim are witnessing how she accepts these flowers, so this is a ma'aseh kedushim. Maybe it didn't mean l'shem kedushim, but upon him it's something to think and worry about. The kosher lohara, the chishidech mayhave. Good, there was shiduchim. But beinin sheyedaber meinyan leinyan ba'oseinyan. There's a halacha by kedushin. There's a din of dibo or gilui das that you have to express why the money is being given. Now, Asukim Ba'isei Inyan helps, even though Bishas, when he gave over the ring, he was tongue-tied, he didn't say anything. But if right before that, there were Asukim Ba'isei Inyan, they were speaking, would you want to marry me? And she said, definitely, Margaret. And then he gave her the ring, he didn't say anything. That's also good, because I'm a kasha, the Ma'isei Kedushin to the previous Asukim Ba'isei Inyan. And the Gemara says not only Asukim Ba'isa Yinyin, no Me'inyin Le'inyin Ba'isa Yinyin. That means from 2 to 20 after 2, they were speaking, if they're interested to get married. That was the conversation. After 20 after 2, they then started speaking for another 20 minutes where they're going to live. Fine. That's also, that's not the Kedushin, but it's a hemshech of what they were speaking about from 2:20 after 2. Then, a quarter to 3, he goes and gives her a ring, he doesn't say anything. So it's also good. So I say the previous diburim are megale that the nesina was l'shem kedusha. But over here, that he was mishadacha, and 5 weeks later he sends her flowers, garnished, and no one's talking anything. How could it be good? This is Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. So I'd like to say over the Brisker Rav from Chedushe Agriz and Daf Yudalad Amid Beis wants to for and for Rashi. And he says, Amir de Kepshat in the Gemara. Arishayim hikshu mihod esanyi la'el im nosel la'kedushin v'lai pirish la'habe kedushin Avim niskavnu hu vehi l'shem kedushin. In fact, they both meant l'shem kedushin, but there's a halacha that you have to be meforish and you're giving l'shem kedushin. Ve'im kein, lo yiyya gam das ivloinais nishtalachu l'shem kedushin will assume that the ivloinais were given, sent l'shem kedushin, aval aremi alay pirish, v'lay havi kedushin. Ve'nire de das rashiyu, the kiven de kaiminon ba'asre de mekatshi ba'hoda mesavli. Rav Popper said we're speaking about in a place that all people, no one sends presents after the shiduchim, they send presents after the erison. In Cain, havizeh gufe lo'umdene de sholach l'shem knushin. That means, if no one sends flowers before Erisin, some say Chosin and Kala, they don't even talk one with the other. No one sends presents. They're not intimate, Chosin and Kala. They first start sending presents. They start building up the Chibe after the Erisin. So Memele, the Kivin de Kamina ba'asra de Mekachi v'hoda misavli imkein abizeh gufa lo umden in the Shalach l'shem Kedushim. So that is an umdin that he's sending l'shem kedushin. Well, what pshat? If he doesn't want to be mekadosh on us, why is he sending her flowers? U'b'chol mokim d'yesh umdin d'muchach havi k'may pirish. So if there's an umdin, we can be mishayer that that's his kavone. So that's kilo pirish. U'chidikayim lom b'chol duchti da'avte dvorim shebelev le'havin dvorim. Aber eigen die kommt in de mugach shani. Ba ashkren gam gabi kedushin, da mekadish al tnai. We learned this before, u boal, that we have a mishnah, u boal stam, the mekodeshes, even though the kedushin was al tnai, and the later, by the nesuin, he didn't mention the tnai of boal stam, bishum da chazok im odom oisa bilosoi bilos znus, Ubal l'shem kedushin. V'afan gav the ball stamp like pirish. Where's the dibo? There's no dibo on kedushin. V'ayne mishu. The kivin dike chazok im adam oise bilos e bilosus. Hey, he won't be boil if he doesn't mean kedushin because before he made it tonight. So now if he doesn't want to be boil l'shem kedushin, so it's a bilos nus im adam oise bilos e bilos nus. Shuv avi kemai pirish. So Mamele, he says, so Rashi held this kasha is not shver. And with this he wants to say, Amir de Kepshat, we're going to have the next Taisis. Taisis is going to ask on Rashi. And yesterday we mentioned the shverakite, we said a pshat from the Marei Meisode. But the Buskov is going to say, Amir de Kepshat, in the Gemara. Let us just see the Gemara in the Veinik. Right before the small base. Omar HaPapa, my Havi Allah, Omar HaPapa, Va'ascha de mekachi v'hoda mesabli. Cheshina, in a place where it's mekachi v'hoda mesabli, no one sends of loynis before the kedushin. So this person sends of loynis cheshina that maybe wants to be mekadisha with these of loynis. Frek the gemore. Mesabli v'hoda mekachi loy cheshina. People send subliners after the Shidduchim. So why should I call him? He wants to make Kedusha now. Fact the Gemara, Mekachi, Bahodo, Mesavli, Pshite. So what's the Chiddush of Chayshina? So the Gemara says, Loitzriche, Derube, Mekachi, Bahodo, Mesavli. No, it's not everyone. Live people are Mekachi, Bahodo, Mesavli. Umiyuto. Misavli v'hoda mekachi. Ma'u de teime nechish lemiyuta. We should be chayish lemiyuta. So what does that mean? So we should be chayish that maybe he's not sending l'shem kedushin. Kamash malon v'yah chayish. So there's a tremendous problem over here. There's two problems. Nechish lemiyute means we should be mekel. That means loiv amekachi v'hoda mesabli. So if you go basa loiv, you have to assume he's sending l'shem kedushin. Because loiv people mekachi, no one sends loiv people. Loiv people do not send sivloines before the kedushin. Mekachi v'hoda mesabli. Fine. But then the Gemara says, but there's a miyut of people, 20% of the people are mesavli v'hoda mekachi. No. So, they have a klal all over. I mean, we go basaroi. No. Ma'od etayma nechush, we should be afraid, maybe it's from the miyut. Afraid. And what should we do? We should be mekel. We shouldn't worry. Maybe it's from the miyut. So then, b'namti b'chayish l'gdushna. Amer de galoshen, nechush. And we should be mekel. Tais is going to ask this kasha on Rashi later. It's kamash malon. So the Briskerov wants to say the way he said pshat, the Gemara is meiridik. V'hashta osi shaper, hode koma agmore, ma'ad de teime nechish l'miyute, de mesabli v'hode mekachi. V'af al gav v'havi lohoko, what's that nechush? It's I should be chayish. I want to be meikos. That's not neichush. The nire, the leinyan sheyechoshev keilu pirish. He says according to Rashi, the halacha is by kedushin you have to be meforish. I'm giving it l'shem kedushin. Now here, when he sent us of loynis, nothing was said, nothing was mentioned. But the Buskerov said, but that is not kefelach. I have an umdene that he's giving l'shem kedushin. Be'inen umdene gemurat adoif. In order to consider that this sublimeness was given l'shem kedushin, we need an umdene gemurat. So Mamela, he sent flowers. And when we're looking at this matona that's been given to her, And why is he sending these flowers? There's no legitimate reason. There's no one sends flowers after Shidduchim. So he's zicher sending the flowers l'shem kedushin, even though nothing was said. That's kilo pirish, and that's zicher why he's sending it. No one sends it before. So in order that we should have an umdene that should be equivalent to pirish, need an umdene gemura vadois. Vim kein hava mine. Aval gav de kaimelon does linen bosa rube. There's a thing we go bosa roiv. Haino rak de tolinon shehu mea roiv. That I could assume this person, the one who sent flowers. Now we have 80% of the people that send flowers. Let's put it a little differently. 80% of the people do not send flowers after Shidduchim. If they only give it after Eirasim, 20% sent after Shidduchim. So there's a svare, tolina, mistame, he's from the 80%. Aber mikol mokim, kiven dal kaponim, ike gam miyute de misabli vahoda mekachi. But there's a miyut of people who send flowers after the shiduchim. Im kain, memele du umdene vadois miyolayavet. That means when I'm witnessing this shlichus of Sibloinus, flowers were given over to her. So I say, now, well, let's discuss it. Two bystanders will be standing there. Why were these flowers sent? No, Mistome, he wants to make kedusha. But Mistome is not sufficient in the halacha of Pirish. You have to say that you're giving it l'shem kedushin. If I have an undine that you're giving it l'shem kedushin, skeilu you said. But atliya mistama you're giving l'shem kedushin. I feel they're right, but felt and pirish. That's not called pirish. So filu he meant l'shem kedushin. She meant l'shem kedushin. Oh, but it's missing the pirish. This halacha by kedushin, it has to be mentioned or completely understood that this is given l'shem kedushin. Here, there's no umdene gemure because there are 20% of the people that send flowers after the shiduchim. So memele v'lemahani umdene imken kahai. Such an umdene. That's only built on a tliya. Mistame, he's like Roy Pipe. That shouldn't be considered like Pirish. Umemele. The av shehume aroiv. So if you look up Ishmael Galya, he's from Roy people. Vishilach l'shem kedushin. Itak is sent l'shem kedushin. Abagam kem eini klum. But she's not married. Kivin the loy pirish. Vizel dashmin er apopim. So Rapope said, that's Samael the Morris, Mayonik Meduik, Neichush. Neichush, the Rube, like the rubi mikachi vada misabli, umiyute misabli vada mikachi. That's the metzias. Mal de taimo neichish lamiyute. We should be chayish for the miyut. What do you mean we should be chayish for the miyut? Since there is an existing miyut in this shtot, who do not send lush, who send after shiduchim, so we should be chayish that this miyut will be sois in the yundene. So it's not pirish, but teres vadai. So memele, the lashon of the gemara is meiridik meduyik. We should be meiko. She should be bevadai, not mekudeshes. Because I don't have an umdene gemura. Since there's a possibility that he's from the miyut, so I don't have an umdene gemura. So I don't have a pirish. Say nothing. That's the neichush. Can you say for sure that he's from the Roiv? Maybe he's from the Miyut. And since I don't know, so there's no Pirish. If you don't know, there's no Pirish. Felt and Pirish. Now, the Brisker Rav did not really explain what the Kamash Malon is. The Kamash Malon is that Roiv also helps. The Oimek HaDvorim, I really don't know how to explain the Oimek HaDvorim. Mikore Maikosova, Lipsoif Maikosova, if the Demoros Machadish Apsanul, a new understanding in Roiv, or Roiv is sufficient. I really don't know, Klo, the Oimek of the Shakel of Atai in the Gemara, Abel Kaponim, that's how the Brisker Rav says Pshat Merashi. To answer the Kash of the Ram. L'kach nire l'forish. Aber kaponim, the Ram did not hold of this whole shtick teire. So he doesn't hold of Rashi. So how is Rashi learning pshat in the Gemara that is a hava mine? How is Rashi learning pshat in the Gemara that is a hava mine that that she should be mekudeshes, or lefiemes is chayshu with the sivlainis. There was no asukim ba'isa inye. Lekach nira laforish chayshishin goran ander pshat ploima. Kivin she shalach lo sivlainis in raiv people. What is pshat? Raiv people mekachi bahodar mesapli. People, right people, don't send sivloines before kedushin. Iskimin sheshalach lo sivloines chayshinen shemo kitcha kvar. Pshat is, if I see sivloines, not that the sivloines are a maisa kedushin, nah. But if right people will give sivloines only after kedushin, and he went in sense of lightness, so mistama there was kedushin. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid there was kedushin. I didn't get an invitation. I didn't hear about it. No. But I see if he's sending sivlainis, so mistama there was a kedushin, because people don't send sivlainis before the kedushin. V'chein mashma b'somoch. The Gemara says later, such a concept. The comma ba'asre the mekatshe v'hoda kosvi. There the Gemara is speaking about that the shtar ksuba was floating around. And we see he wrote a ksuba. So the Gemara says, so we are chayish, that what? That could be he married her. Could be he married, if there's a ksuba and ksuba was written ba'asra the mekachi ba'odah kosvi, so we're chayish that he married her. Chashina v'osam akov sachlem the chashinon shema kiddush kvar. If I see a ksuba, mistama there was a kedushin. I didn't hear about it. Didn't get an invitation. Aba. If there's a ksuba, akoch there was a kedushin before. The loshin chashina shemul shem kedushin shilach leishayich. Here you can't say Rashi's tiktayre. Rashi himself says by ksuba differently. Here you can't say once he be mekadosh with the ksuba. That's it, an apshat. No, here pshat is that if you see a ksuba, so that makes me think that Mistami married her, because people don't like ksubas till they're married. Hochi garsin. Mekadshi vahodo misavli pshita the mekadoshes. So the Gemara there, Rapope said, Mahavi Allah. So Rapope had said that if it ba'asre, the mikachi v'hoda misavli, if everyone makes first kedushin and then starts sending presents, shizichem mekodeshes. So now Taisis brings down the two pshot, and what does that mean? Kalaima. So first Rashi's pshat, heicha deshilach sibloines. So if everyone does not send sublimus till after kedushin, and he sends sublimus before kedushin, the mukodesh is the dumu shein kedushin shilach that. So kochach, I have to assume that he's sending this l'shem kedushin, because people don't send sublimus after shiduchim. V'yesh mefarash Rashi pshat, v'yesh mefarash pshita the mukodeshes. Domrin and the kitcha kva, according to the previous pshat. So if ba'asre the mekachi v'odah misavli, if he sends him loynis, so misam was mekadisha before. Va'avikmeisha pirashti. Fine. That's the thesis brings down the two ma'alchim and the Gemara. Or mishani. So the Gemara answers, you're right. If everyone is mekachi v'odah misavli, that's poshit. That Chashina Lekdushin. Oitzriche derube mekachi bahoda mesabli. Roiva mekadish, meyuta mesabli bahoda mekachi. Ma de taima nechish meyuta, peirish veloita hei mekodesh. She shouldn't be mekodesh. Kamash molon does linen basarube, tai mekodesh. That's the shakla batai. The koshes, so now we had said about the pshat that the Buskerov says in Rashi, but now we'll see Taisvus Kasha. The koshes, the echi koma nechish lemiyuta, we should be afraid is from the miyut. Vahavi lohoko, the vahavi mean would be, I should be mako, so what's that nechish? We wain ze kushe, dochinami ashkim bekam educhten, the lashon of the Gemara is the Gemara wants to be made for the Gemara says a lashon neichush. Chayshin nishem bebein milim kosvay. Avach shoshel lahakol. It's a kosher get. Avi gita mikol vakol. It's a kosher get. Even though I didn't see anything written on the get. Chayim bereish pekech edini momen eshtar shekosu bezmanay b'shabes ay besara b'tishrei. Kosher chayshin nishem yechu b'kisvu. It doesn't mean lahakol. I can assume it's a good get. I was written in Shabbos. Nah, it was written Friday. They were Mahacha this month. So al kaponim, that's Rashi's pshat. The Bein Chananel goras ipcha. The Bein Chananel grad learned like the Ram. That's how the Brisker Rav is mevaya. That the whole shash is when I see sibloinis, that makes me think that Mistom, he married her already. Not that the sibloinis are the vehicle to marry her. Now if I see sibloinis ba'asre, the mekachi v'hoda misavli, so I see sibloinis, the Mistom, he married her already. So I'm chayish for kiddush. That's how the Rav learned pshat. So now the Ram and the Rav. The Rav goes ifche. So the Rav is a merdek gir sabir. Lo itzriche de rube misavli vahoda mekachi. Now we'll see, because the Rav had a problem. I mean, according to the Rav, according to Rav, one of Emphatosis Kasha also, Chashinin, Shvi Mekvish, and Gobasaroi, Lo itzriche, so the Rashi lafaker, Rashi lafaker to Gerson Ogma. Lo itzriche, the Rube Misabli, Bahoda Mekachi. Rive people sense of loyness after the Shidduchim. Rive people, 90% of the people, after the they write the Tznoyim, the next week there's someone knocking on the door, there's flowers. That's Rive people. Umiyut Mekachi, Bahoda Misabli. There's 10% of the people, after, that's a waste of money, after the Shiluchim to go and send presents. 10% of the people, you know when they send presents? After the Erisin, we're already husband and wife, before the Nesu, then we start sending presents. We don't work on the Chibin, the Achdus before that. That's 10% of the people. So the Rach is goes like this. Leitzrichet de Rubin Misabli v'hoda Mekachi. So if he's from rave people, so you don't have to bat an eyelash and think she got married. How to be she got married? Rave people. The week after the tanoim, they send flowers. No. A miut, but there's a miut, there's 10% that won't spend a penny, won't give her any present till after the Erisin. A miut mekachi v'hoda misav. So if I see she got flowers the next week, so I should have heart palpitations. Maybe he's from the Miyat. And if he's from the Miyat, it's a guy, he married her already. I didn't get an invitation, I didn't hear about it. No, but listen, if he's from the Miyat, why is he sending flowers? Is al kochov, he married her. So mal de teima leinechish lemiyut. Listen. Why should you be chayes lemiyute? Why should you start thinking of other mices? If Mishtami is from right people and sending flowers after the shidduchim, why should you have to start making problems and thinking? Ma'u de taim, alei neichish lemiyute, perish shumay taim mekodeshus. I shouldn't think that he's from the 10%, and if he's from the 10%, so then I'll call if he married her before. Where Chayish maybe from the 10%, and maybe he's such a person that would never send flowers after Shidduchim. And if he sent flowers, it's a Rai, he made Erisin. We don't know about it. But the flowers speak for themselves, from the 10%. So Memele, now it's very good. Chayshinu lemiyuta is lechumre. I'm chayish, maybe he's from the miyut, and she's an eishasish. Mishum chaymer de iser eishasish. That means, mistam, you're right, mistam, I don't have to be afraid. Mistam is from the raiv, but we're playing with fire over here, we're playing with iser eishasish. So, Mishum Chaymer Eisesish, Mechayish, maybe he's from the Miut. and if he's from the miut, so this is a, so there's a message that's coming along with this with these flowers. We have here on the side the ashkechin the chayshin le miut mishum choyma deishes ish gabi maim she'en lehem soif. Maim she'en lehem soif means that a person was standing on the shore and he saw, he was able to, and he sees someone drowned in the water. But it could be that further there's a place that this person who drowned got up and he's unable to see this. He's unable to see if the person got up over there. But what he sees, he did, where he sees, he didn't get up. But he doesn't have a complete view of the whole picture. So, mi'ikar adin, if I don't see anything, I can assume his tummy drowned. But there's a minute possibility, maybe he got up someplace which is past my view. So the din is, she's not allowed to get married. Chash, maybe that happened. Now, what are the odds, what are the chances that this happened? Very minute. Mistame, he drowned. But when it comes to the Yisra Shishish, we will not take chances, we'll not play Russian roulette with the Yisra Shishish. Mistame, he's dead. We, with the Yisra Shishish, we don't play around. So, Memele, that's Pshan, the Rach's Gilse, Mistame, he's from the Roi. When it comes to the Yisra Shishish, we're Chayish for everything. We're Chayish, maybe he's from the Mu'at. So according to this girse, hod the kamara pope, the ask of the mekachi vahodo mesavli chayshinon. You know what mekachi vahodo mesavli means? Hainu shemiyuta mekachim vahodo mesavli. If roiva mekachi vahodo mesavli, fashteit sich ye chayish. Now the chidush is, afil a miyuta mekachi vahodo mesavli, loche reshinu miyuta. Mesavli vahodo mekachi, that we are not chayish. I know, shekulam misabli vada mekachi. Fine. So that's the Rach's Girsa. Achri motza kosov Girsa Acheres. In the Girsa Acheres is as follows. Misabli vahodo mekachi pshite. Pshite, that she's not married, lechashin lekedushin. Everyone is misabli vada mekachi. The lechashina, veinim mekodeshes. So what is Rapopa telling us? Leitzriche de rube mesabli vode mekatshe, umiut mekatshe vode mesabli. Mau de teime neiches le miut de teime kodeshes, kamash melons, according to this girsa, comes out, yitake nat chayshinan le miut. Zogte mishne weiter. Ha mekadesh isho ubito, oi isho va achoiso ka achas. That means that a person went, these two women made a shliach to be mekabel kedushin from him, and he gave the shliach two prutas. He said, be mekabel kedushin with these two prutas, one for Rachel and one from Leah, her sister, or one for Rachel, one from Leah, her daughter. But when you should be mekabel, masachas, he's mekabel two prutas to be mekadish these two women. Eino mikodeshes. They're not married. None of them are married. Umayse bechomesh noshim. Now the Mishnah relates a maise, which at the present time we will not appreciate the all the protim of the maise. There was a maise that occurred with five women. And from these five women, obehen shtei achoyes. Two of these five women were sisters. Velikate Odam Echot Kalkola Shotaidim. A person went and picked a whole basket of figs. Vishalahen Haisa, and these figs belong to these women. That's another problem. Vishal Shviyas Haisa, no Shviyas. Va'oma Arekulchen Mikudoshisli Bikalkola Zu, and when he gave over this Kalkola, V'kibla achas mehem ayidei kulam. One of these five women took this kalkola for all five women. That I want to marry all five women, and one of these five women took it. V'amru chachomim ein achoyes mekadoshes. So three of the five are married, the two sisters are not married, and that we'll have to see later exactly what this mice is telling us. Ka'achas omar hareshteichem bukadoshes li. Was mekadosh isha b'achoysa, or isha b'itam. He's married both of them, but basachas. Ain't a mekadoshes. Ain't achas mem tzriches get. Tzriches get. None of them need a get. Bigmal mafarash taime. Shal shviya sois. Bigmal mafarash my osa lashmina. Zok te gemore. Mino hani mili. Now how do we know this first halacha? That if you marry two sisters, but basachas, none of them are married. Now we have to understand, that is, try to understand anyway, that by emison, this is far from poshut. That means the iser isha lachaisa means, if I marry to Rachel, I can't marry Leah. So the ishus of Rachel shtarls that kedushin isn't taifus in Leah. So if there's already ishus in Rachel, I can't marry Leah. But here, I'm doing it basachas, it's not. We're marrying both of them together. So it's not so poshet that it shouldn't help. And that the Gemara asks, Mino ani mili. How do you know that it does? Nothing is chal. It's meiridik. There's no isha, there's no achoisa, there's nothing. He made a maisa kedushin, all formalities, and nothing happens. Mino ani mili. So Rami Bachom held, it's a big problem, Take. It's a gzeres hakosu. A posik. There's often a posik that says, no, the posik says it's not chal. So then we know it's not chal. Omar Rami bar Chome the Omar Kro. Isha el achoisa leisikach litzroir. Now, hatayra omra bisho shenasu tzoreis zulezu. Litzroir is coming to tell us that in the kiche, you are marrying them, and through this marriage, they're becoming tzoris zulezu. That means you're marrying both of them together, and this is making the actions of kavana making one a tzora to the other, each one a tzora to the other. Lo yehei lo yelukuchem afilu ba'achas mehem. So the pasuk reads, Isha al-Achaisa litzroer loisikach. You don't have lekuchim ba'achas, ma'am. That's what the pasuk is telling us. And that's the pasuk. The litzroer is coming to tell us that he's marrying them bebasachas. It's loisikach, loyele lekuchim of yeh. So none of them are married. Omar le'rove. So Rove is the kasha, Ainu dechsiv, v'nichesu hanefoshes ha'oisais mekereb amon. At the end, there's a whole bunch that all the psukim speak about this elbe, this elbe, this elbe. And then, at the end of the parsha, it says, v'nichesu hanefoshes ha'oisais mekereb amon. That will be chorus. Ikedushin loitovsi bo chorus mimachay. So, the pasuk says, Loisikach, nothing is chal. So after this whole ceremony, what happened? Nothing. So how could it be v'dichasu on the first Yisrael, he says. You get chorus, it says. At the end it says, or you get chorus on all the psukim. So, dachsechmir, I saw the Mishnah Salevi ask Sakashi, Isha lachoise, I mean, the litzreir is a drash. Bishoshe nasu tzore zulezu, that means b'basachas, loisikach. That's drash. But, let's learn pashtei dekro. Pashtei dekro is Isha lachoise, loisikach, litzreir means that you married an Isha. Isha means she's your wife. And then you want to go and marry your sister. You want to take her sister. It's Lesika. So the sister is, Lesika, he can't marry the sister. You also to marry the sister. So the Pasuk is really, without the drash, the Pasuk is really speaking about a case that you have an Isha, and now you want to take Achois. And that it says Lesika. And then that it's going Venichesu. And that's, and the Venichesu is going on that. But if you'll be boiled, you'll get chorus. That's Pashtei Dekho. Who says that the Venichesu is going on the drash also? That's what the Mishnah Salevi asks. So, in Emerson, that's, Bachsamid, that was the Svari of Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma knew this Pasuk Venichesu. But he said, Venichesu is going on Pashtei Dekho, not on this drash. This drash is coming to tell us it's a maimer amuzger, that bevasachas, none of them get married. But nichesu v'shteitzach is going on the pashtei dekro. That's a Rami Bachomel. And Rava asked, if this is, if the pasuk is telling us this also, the way you're saying, the nichesu is going whatever it says in the pasuk, the drash, the pshat, this is also kolol in the pasuk, so nichesu has to be going on that. And it can't be going on that, so this is not pshat in pasuk. That's Lucheira Rabbis Kashe and Rami Barchomet. Let us see Rashi in Taisus. Bishoshan Asu Tzor Zulazu. Kigoin Shekitchon Ka'achas. They married them both together. Kesal Kedaitach Bohochik Siv. That's what the Pasuk is saying. Isha Lachaisa Litzroel. Bekoma Leisikach Ein Lecho Behen Lekuchem. They can't get married. In this scenario, Visha Lachoisa Litzra Laisikor. Ihochi, the Krobe Basachas Ksiv, Eich Mechayev Koras in Baalem, Reyein Kan Isa Rachois Isha. So that was Robes Kashe and Rami Bachom. Let us see Toysvitz. Laisikach Perish, Laiyehelecha Likuchin Bo. That's the Taisha Laisikach. You can't, you're not married to any of them. That's how you say in Pshat and Posik, that none of them are married. Not, you can't, you're not telling me Leisikach Yoiva and Issa, because they hear the Zich and know Issa, because between you and me, there's no Achais Isha over here. That means, let me just give a shtickle abdoma. There's a shita sachinach tachsach mir. If I make kedushin with Achais Ishtoi, I'm even Isav Leisikach. Even though the kedushin is in Chal. Good. So, there, Leisikach has a pshat. You're not allowed to marry. She is an Achais Isha. But over here, Leisikach does not mean that, because you're not an Achais Isha. It's Leisikach is coming to tell us, Shein Lekuchim Taisvim Bo. So if Leisikach could have such a Taich, Im Kain, Amai Topsi Kedushin Bechai Vilavin, Kemonu Lekain Godel, Grushim Chutzu Lekain Hedya, Topsi Bem Leisikach. So Taisvim Lecheir is asking, if Leisikach could have such a translation of Kedushin is in Chal, so let us say the same thing by Amon Lokain Godel, Grushim Chutz Lokain Hedyet. Okay, that face was Kasha. There's a whole Sugya Vaita, perhaps that could be confirmed for the Kasha, but that face was Kasha. Let's not get into a Teretz on Taisvis Kasha. The Yesh Loima, so Taisvis says something very interesting. The loy mashmois to loy sikach tashini. Not that we are darshaning loy sikach. Not we are darshaning loy sikach means loy yehelecha lekuchen. That's not the taich of the words. You don't learn chumash like that. If you learn chumash like that, say b'amonu lekoyin gadol also kedushin is in taich. That is not the taich loy sikach. Ela mashmalei. So how did Rami Bachama loy mshat and pasi? Lamash Malay the Ochi Perusha Dikro. The Isha al Achaisa Leisikach Bebasachas. Perish Lechol Achas Vachas Yeish Din Achais Isha. each one is called an achais isha. Pasure, b'achais isha nafkelon b'peirik ha'ayma en k'tushin teifsim bo d'chai b'krisis hi. Now, dachsach mir, I'd like to say two nekudis to say pshat and teisvis. Dachsach mir, they bring from the Pnei Yeshua the lashon of teisvis dachi perushi dikho. V'isha al-chais al-eisikach b'basachas. Perish l'chol achas v'achas. Taisus, it seems, is not darshening the litzrael. Taisus starts off, v'isha l'chais al-eisikach b'basachas. Perish l'chol achas v'achas. Okay, we'll come to the perish soon. So the Bnei Yeshua says that if we're medayik in the pasuk was written very modern. V'isha el achoisa. You shouldn't take an isha together with achoisa. If we're learning pashtei dekra, it should have said v'achoisa el isha leisikach. That means you married an isha. V'achoisa el isha. After you married an isha, isha means your wife. And then v'achoisa el isha leisikach. That's what it should have said. It says ve'isha el achoisa, so it seems the same time you're taking the achoisa, you're taking the isha. That is what the pasuk seems to be telling us. So that's the babas achas of it. That's the first half of Taisus. Ve'isha el achoisa leisikach bibas achas. Perish l'chol achas va'achas, each one. Yesh din achais isha. Each one is called. The isha l'chais is telling us it was b'bas achas. And each one is called an achais isha. Va'asura. Achais isha nafkla perkaima den k'tushin toibsim bo d'chai v'krisisi. So dachsach mir, Toisvus, the drash, according to Toisvus, dachsach mir, is as follows. The posik is coming to tell us that bebas achas legabe lekuchen, there's a din of achais isha. Legabe loisikach, it's called isha lachaisa. It's called achais isha. That means since a maisa kedushin was made in Rochel, and a maisa kedushin was made in Leah, so legabe each one of them. It's considered that each one is an achais isha. L'chayre, Taisvus is saying that the pasuk is telling us yesh din achais isha, chol achas va'achas yesh din achais isha, v'asura v'achais isha nafkelon dekvushin teivsim bo dechay bekrisisi. So that's the Chmer Taisvus is saying that Legabi, or perhaps let's ask a kasha. L'chayre, the end of Taisvus is a stira to the beginning of Taisvus. The end of Taisvus says that we achis isha kedushin is not chal, the chay v'krisisi, because achis isha is a chay v'krisis. So we just defeated our purpose. An achis isha is a chay v'krisis, so therefore, kedushin is not chal. Here, there's no chay v'krisis. And that was Rav's kasha on Rami Bar Chama, there's no chorus. So, how does the Taisvus stem? Midasamir Taisvus is saying as follows. The shame achais isha could be derived, could be created in two eifanim. There's an achais isha that's a real achais isha. That means that he married Rachel. Leah is a real achais isha, and that achais isha discourages, and that achais isha kedushin is in teifis. That's a sugya vaita. That's a poshut. But the Pasuk is telling us that legabi likuchim, not legabi kolis, legabi likuchim, each one of them also is ashamed of achais isha. That means to prevent the kedushin should be taifas and each one, legabi likuchin, she's considered an achais isha. What, because I made a maisa kedushin in her sister, that makes her an achais isha. She's not an achais isha legabi koris, that's for sure. But legabi likuchin, she is a din of an achais isha. That's what the pasuk is telling us. And perhaps a little clearer that Achsachmer Vachoinim say that Kedushin is in Teufis in Anelve. Anelve is called the Chayve Krisis. So now I can't recall exactly who says it, but Achsachmer Vachoinim say that Chayve Krisis is a simen and not a sibbe. That means Kedushin is in Teufis in Anelve. What'll be if you'll have an elve that I won't get chorus? I'll say Esther Doichaloisase. So I won't be over this, of course. But if it has a shame, Elvik Dusha won't be Teufis. Because the Chiyuv Koris is only a simen, a woman who bad from the Chiyuv Koris, this has a shame, Elve, and Kedushin isn't Teufis. So I think that is what Teufis is saying. That Legabi, the Kiche, the Isha Lachaisa means Bebas Achas, so Legabi Bas Achas is a din of Isha, Legabi Bas Achas is a din of Isha Lachaisa, Legabi Likuchin. Yesh din Achais Isha. The din of Achais Isha doesn't say here. That's the Gemara says later. We'll learn that from a different pasuk. That Kedushin is in Teufis by Achais Isha. But the lekuchin, but here the pasuk is saying that legabi the lekuchin of each one that has a din of achais isha. Let us go a little further. Ihachi haynu dechsev v'nichesu anafashis ha'aseis. So what is pshat sarav es and rami bachame that if it's kolol in this pasuk, if it's kolol in this pasuk that the pasuk is telling us that you're marrying the basachas isha lachaisa, and that's what the pasuk is telling us. So v'nichesu is going on all pshatim in the pasuk, and here comes the zichano kolos. V'kedushin leitofsi kofsi v'kedushin leitofsi b'koros mimachav. So this is a kasha that Rabbi asked Rami Bar Chama. That means, Rami Bar Chama is an Amire. Look, Rabbi says, listen, your pshat is, it's not able to say, I mean, the nichesu is going or whatever you inject into the pasuk, and if the pasuk is telling me, speaking about basachas, the nichesu has to go on that also, and it can't go on that. So the pshat in the pasuk is not true. In fact, I got news for you. There's a Tane that makes a drash from this pasuk, and if Rove is going to ask such a kasha, so it's not a kasha only on Rami Bar Chama, it's a kasha on Rav Shimon, a Tane Rav Shimon. Let us see. Namrina b'yevom espeik habo achim. Gabishloi sha'achim. There were three brothers. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim em nesuin lebeis achoyus. Reuven married Rachel, Shimon married Leah. Rab Shimon poita b'shteyem min achalitza min ayibu. Now, let's make it interesting. After the Gemara says Rab Shimon holds efshel etamtzein, and Reuven and Shimon, Nebuch, they died b'basachas, And Rachel and Leah are falling for Levi. Rachel and Leah are falling for Levi. So Rav Shimon is paita b'shteyim min achalitza min ayibum. That is no din chalitza and yibum on any one of them. Shenema, which is a mayor de kechidish. That means what we know, the Mishnah in the beginning of Yibama says that an elve doesn't fall the Yibam. Here don't have any Elvis over here. mein Rochel is mutatem, Lei is mutatem, there's no Erdes. Rav Shimon makes a drash, Shenema, that the Pasik is speaking about this case. A new Taitshim Pasik. Shenema, Isha Lachaysa Leisikach Litzrayel. And this Pasik is speaking about Bisho Shenasu Tzores Zula Zubizike. That they became tzores bezike, both of them are zokuk bebasachas. So there's no diniba. Afal gav diktushin leitofsi. Yesh bem kores kivin shepeiter oisom min achalitze u min hayibu. So, Dachsach Mir, Taisvis Kash is as follows. Between you and me, did one of them become his wife, and the other one became Achais Ishtoi? No. So really, none of them became his wife. And the Pasuk says, but they became Tzore, Zule, Zu, Bezike, there's no Dinyibu. Now, we have to understand this. What happened? In Dachsach Mir, Taisvis in the Kasha held, well, first of all, it says, V'nichesu. I mean, good, Rabbi Bachamim, no, I do V'nichesu. Nichesu going on the Pasik, whatever you say, Pshat and Pasik, there's a V'nichesu. So, this Kasha, the old shepherd was Rabbi Bachamim. I mean, we have Rabbi Shimon also. They asked the same kasha, couldn't interrupt Shimon. That's one problem. That's Taisa's problem. And then Dachsim and Taisa's had another problem. Both Rochel and Leah are potter from Chlitz and Yibu. So what patters them? What patters them? So it seems this, since the falling, the Yachad, Lezike, even though there's no ishus in any one of them, that gufa gives a shame isha lachoisa, and it patters each one, and there's chorus for each one. There's no ishus. There's an isha lachoisa that lemais, I don't have an ishus in any one of them, but this shame isha lachoisa is a machayev of chorus, and that patters the yibum. So what do you want from Rami Bachamim? Maybe this chorus there also. What's this for Rami Bachamim? It's called making kedushin in Isha Lachoisa. This chorus for that. There's no issues. But that's also on Isha Lachoisa. And this chorus for that also. That Rami didn't want to buy. So how do you understand Rav Shimon? I think that is pshat in Tois Viskashi. I forgot the kedushin loytov. See, there's no kedushin in any one of them. He's not married to any one of them. Yesh behem koris. There's koris as this isha lachoisa. Given shepaita oisim nechlitzim. That is what patas nechlitzim naibu. V'yeshloima the shiny osim. The lekel amifrak the parch hocha koris mimachay. The beloy kedushin namike koris. The kapoga beishis ochiv shalei b'mokim mitzvah. So that's me. Taisus in the Teretz is saying as follows. The pshat that Rav Shimon is saying, Rav Shimon is saying a pshat that the Pasuk is speaking about Nasa Tzara Zula Zu Bezike. So the Pasuk, this Pasuk is talking about Yibum. They don't fall a Yibum. Why don't they fall a Yibum? Because the Tzara is Bezike. That's whatever that is. None of them is his wife, but the Nasa Tzara Zula Zu Bezike. This patters from Yibum and Chalitza. This patters, this. That's what the Torah says, the patos. Now you'll ask a kasha, v'nichesu. The posik, the nichesu is going, whatever pshat you'll inject in the posik, there's a nichesu. They said, yeah, there's a nichesu. They said, since there's no mitzvah of yibum, the Torah was mevkiya mitzvah yibum, so the male of this chorus, I'll say shesach. That's the nichesu. But not that there's a chorus out isha lachoise, even though there's no real isha lachoise. That means, so the pasuk is telling us
that this isha lachoisa shenasa tzarasu lezu bezike is a poitar of mitzvahs yibum, a patas mitzvahs yibum. That's what the pasuk is telling us. And if a patas of mitzvahs yibum is even isha zoch shaloi b'moki mitzvah, that's the v'nichesu. So that makes sense. But over here, there's no legitimate reason for Kores. That was Rav Iskash and Rami Bachoma. If in Yisoy, there's no V'isha L'Achoyso, so how can there be Kores? Now, Tosis, in the Kash and Dachsma had held, if there wouldn't be Kores for this, so it wouldn't Patam in a Yim B'Chalitze. So Tosis answers, no, it does Patam in a Yim B'Chalitze. And the Kores that is here is Grad Al-Tay Shashach Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah.